With armed security standing by, the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo was presented with a Penn Freedom of Expression Award this week. Debate has been swirling around this award for weeks. Six high-profile writers boycotted the awards ceremony. Hundreds more protested, while others gave the magazine's editors a standing ovation. The director of the Penn World Voices Festival is Cullum Tobin, the celebrated Irish novelist. So let's get his take on the controversy.
What was the role of Charlie Hebdo in the public life of France? And the public life of France remains deeply controversial because a great number of people feel excluded from it, including Muslim people. For example, there's no mosque in Marseille. I mean, how come? Because the people who run Marseille don't want Muslims to have a place to go to pray. Well, anyone looking at that thinks, well, that's wrong. The problem with drawing cartoons is that you can be very, very offensive in a cartoon in a way that it's quite harder to be in a novel. And some people think that if you offend a marginalized group, such as the Muslims in France, that you really are doing no one any service. Obviously, the issue arises because somebody went in and massacred these people in this magazine. And the question becomes, do you honor the magazine for its courage? Do you honor the victims for what they went through, for the appalling carnage? Since they died for drawings they made and they died for words they wrote, and Penn is an organization specifically dedicated to the defense of freedom to imagine and freedom to draw and freedom to write, then obviously Penn has to take a position about this. The question is what position to take. Penn is divided on this matter, and the division is very interesting. In Penn, there are many mansions. It isn't as though we want everyone to agree with everybody else. Writers are just not like that, and it would be awful if they were. This issue, it remains a burning issue. I'm going to the gala, and I'm hosting a table. And I didn't withdraw as six writers, some of whom are very good friends of mine, have withdrawn. And it's their absolute right to withdraw in that way. I have to say, I mean, I absolutely see their point that this really does have to be discussed and thrashed out. And it certainly isn't a simple matter. And I don't think it's something that will be easily resolved. With freedom of expression, you have to defend the freedom of people with whom you do not agree to do what they do. So it isn't as though you say, look, in order to honor somebody, I must agree with them. Obviously, that makes no sense because the whole idea of freedom of expression is that it has to go against you as well as for you. The issue, it isn't merely if they're racist. It is, in a particular understanding of French society, you realize that there is a group of people and that group is marginalized. And the cartoons certainly did not help them to feel welcome in France. That's a serious issue as to whether you want to honor people who made those cartoons, people who happened also to be massacred in broad daylight in a European city, to have people arriving in an office to actually shoot people dead for what they wrote and for what they drew, however offensive it might be. So that's the issue. I have no problem seeing both sides. I'm one of those novelists who, because I spend my life imagining other people, I'm very easy if I see a point of view thinking, well, that point of view makes sense. And then if I hear the opposite point of view, I also think that makes sense. I'm not filled with ideology. I'm sort of watching writers involved in this argument with some amazement because I'm never able to be sure about things. I live in a vast cauldron of uncertainty.
Novelist Cullum Tobin on the controversy surrounding the Penn American Center's decision to give a Freedom of Expression Award to the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo.